Right, that is St. Etienne with I've Got Your Music. It's just coming up to 10:30 on Phoenix 98FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, she'll be joined on the line by Sharon Roberts, who is the Eastern Regional Manager for Diabetes UK. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Now, you were due to be in last week, but you had a problem with the car.
I did, yes. Engine malfunction on the M25.
Oh, no. Do you know what? My car broke down, I think, last week, the week before, and that was in Tesco's car park, so not as stressful.
No, not as... Fortunately, I managed to get it back to the garage, and it is now fixed and a happy car.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you're joining us on the phone today because you've got an event on the 7th, which is Saturday, the 7th of November, at the community... 14th?
Yeah.
Oh, God, we've gone past the 7th, haven't we? Let me get the right date.
Yes.
I should hope so. I've got a gig on that night as well. Sorry, Saturday the 14th, unless we've got a time machine. You've got an event coming up, which is an education day for World Diabetes Day. So tell everybody about it. But actually, before you tell us about the event, how did you get involved? How did you end up being regional manager for Diabetes UK?
I've been there 8 years now, just over, and I've lived with type 2 for 11 years. So when the job came up, I was interested because I live with it. And I've worked in the voluntary sector for quite a while, which I really like. It kind of gets your heart and you don't want to leave it.
Yeah.
So it just seemed right to apply for it, and I was very lucky to get the job. So been involved since, and actually helped set up the Brentwood local group, who are paying for the event and organising it and everything. So really nice to see, because way back then, about 7 years ago, we did an education day in Basildon.
Yeah.
And I met Alex, who is now a committee member of the group, and they asked how to set up a group. So it's really great to have seen that development, and then them now putting on their own education event, which they've asked us to go along and support, which we're more than happy to do. So yeah, really great.
What is the difference between type 1 and type 2 for people out there that, you know, might not know?
Yeah, absolutely. Type 1 is an autoimmune condition, so there's nothing you can do to prevent type 1. Normally seen as a childhood diabetes, but it's not. It can happen to anybody. I've met people in their 50s who've been diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
Normally diagnosed very quickly, because your body stops producing insulin full stop.
Yeah.
Which is what we need, so that when we eat, the insulin unlocks the door, if you like, to your muscle cells, where the insulin needs the insulin and sugar need to get to. The insulin kind of is the key to unlock it.
Yeah.
So your insulin stops altogether. Type 2 is preventable, is linked to obesity, but not everybody who will go on to get type 2 diabetes is obese, because there are other risk factors. But you can prevent that. So there's some risk factors, for example, if it's in your family, that you can't prevent. But if you're looking after your weight and your waist measurement, and keeping fit, all of those things will help if you are at risk of type 2, of either delaying it or hopefully not developing it at all. And your body is still producing some insulin, which is either good quality but not enough, or produces the right amount of insulin, but it's poor quality. So people can actually walk around for up to 10 years before they're diagnosed. And so that's one of the things we try to do as a charity, is to let people know all those risk factors and symptoms, so hopefully they'll get diagnosed earlier.
How difficult is it? I mean, if you're diagnosed as a child, then obviously you're already used to what you can eat, what you can get away with, what you can't. When you're older and you get diabetes, is it, because it isn't just about people thinking you can't have a cake, you can't have chocolate. That isn't what it's about, because it's in sugars in everything, isn't it?
Although children are, you know, if you say get used to it, I think because their parents are managing them, actually one of the most difficult ages is kind of from late teenage years to 25. When those children take it on, might be moving away from home. And also want to do what their peers are doing.
Yeah.
And it's all about a healthy, balanced diet. So it's not that you can't eat sugar. It's all about knowing that when you eat, and it's not only sugar that turns into glucose in your body, it's carbohydrates and things.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, how does, what happens when I eat this in my body? What isn't my body doing properly? How can I help that? And so it's about that healthy, balanced diet. It's thinking about exercise, and that doesn't have to mean going to the gym. You know, I found a type of dance that I absolutely love doing, and I go every week and have done for 3 years. but it's finding something that you like and just being aware of it and kind of making sensible choices along the way, because we have to live with it 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, my mum's diabetic, and she doesn't have to inject, but she watches her diet, and she will have little treats because she said, I know I can have that, but then I wouldn't have something. If she has something sweet, or whether she wants a little bit of chocolate, she said, I have that little bit, and I wouldn't have anything else till the next day. And she just balances it out and makes sure you eat on a regular basis, obviously, to keep your blood sugar level up. Otherwise, you can tend to get a little bit sluggish, or you don't feel very well, do you?
Yeah, it's kind of balancing. It's not going too low and not going too high either.
Mm.
And it is making those choices, because I can remember when I got married 3 years ago, my cake maker going, I can make a diabetic-friendly cake. And I'm going, no, it's my wedding cake.
Yeah.
So, and I'll balance it up. So it is, because we live with it 24/7. And I think if you deny yourself stuff, you're more likely to want it and crave it.
Mm.
So very much we do talk about that healthy balanced diet and portion control.
Well, you see, read a lot in the papers, and there has been a lot of stuff over the last, I'd say the last year, that they look as if it sounds as if they're on the brink of eradicating diabetes, that it's going to be cured.
Mm.
What have you heard? I mean, you're obviously at the forefront with Diabetes UK, so what's happening with the medicines?
Certainly, because we have had a great, and still do, but we had a great charity partnership for 18 months with Tesco, and that's now continuing with us, Tesco's, and British Heart Foundation.
Yeah.
But 4 million of our first 18 million that came in from Tesco's has actually gone into research specifically looking for a vaccination for type 1.
Yeah.
So that's about, if you like, curing type 1, that autoimmune diabetes.
Yeah.
It would be harder, I think, to eradicate type 2, but obviously what we want to do is really slow that down, really get people to think about their risk factors and know things like losing weight can be difficult for people, absolutely, but losing 10% of your body weight will reduce your risk of getting type 2 diabetes by 54%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a really good payoff if you look at it like that. And, you know, it's cost the NHS an awful lot of money.
Mm.
But also, living with diabetes myself, if I could help people either not develop type 2 diabetes or put it off for longer, you know, then I would. Because although I live with it and I manage it well, it's not something I would want anybody else to necessarily have.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, and it is. We need to kind of get people aware. Because I think people also think that type 2 is less serious than type 1, and it isn't. They're equally as serious in terms of complications.
Yeah.
The difference is one stops your insulin straight away altogether, and the other one you're still producing some.
Yeah. I just have to say is that you'll understand this. My mum has beautiful feet. She does. Looks after them very, very well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's so true, because 80% of the amputations that happen each week are absolutely preventable.
Yeah.
And that, obviously, some of that is down to the NHS service picking up things quickly.
Yeah.
But also, as the individuals who live with it, we do need to do our part, and taking care of our feet is very important.
Yeah, definitely. She's got lovely, she's 86, still paints her toenails.
Well done, Mum.
Now, the event is on Saturday, the 14th. It's between 10 and 4:30. It's at the Doddinghurst Road at the Community Church. You've got lunch, refreshments, and there's going to be a market there. What can people expect when they come along?
Well, basically, they'll come along and they'll have refreshments when they start. We're going to have a little market stall area of some of the teams from the area who provide services. There's going to be some samples from pharmaceutical companies. I'm going to have a Diabetes UK stand there with our literature. We're then starting the day with a talk from a GP around the physiology of diabetes.
Mm.
Very interesting talk, because I've heard him talk before, do that talk, and I found it fascinating. Lived with it for 11 years, learnt new things. Then myself and my colleague Jo are going to do an interactive quiz with the audience around holidaying and driving and living day-to-day with diabetes, and to get you thinking about stuff. Then we have a brilliant lady coming along who's going to talk about the psychology and diabetes and depression, which can go together, and how to help yourself with that. And services for depression for people with diabetes can be very scarce across the UK, so that's going to be really interesting. Then we're going to have lunch, And then we have somebody coming along to talk about the new medicines on the horizon, because the care has changed and continues to change. And then they get to do a question and answer panel with people. So if there's anything that we haven't covered, they'll either have a chance to put their question up on a wall if they don't feel comfortable asking it in a group, or actually asking from the audience, and we hopefully will then be able to respond to that and give them the answer they need.
Excellent. So it's open to, you know, if you have diabetes, even if you're, you know, you might be newly diagnosed, or you might be have lived with the disease for a very, very long time.
It's specifically for people with type 1 and or type 2 that inject, because we're looking at the injectable medication.
Yeah.
And people may think that only people with type 1 inject, but actually up to 80% of people living with type 2 will eventually be injecting.
Mm.
And not just insulin, because there are now some more injectable medications as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, and we've got some spaces left. So we'd definitely encourage people to come along.
And this event is free?
It is absolutely free, yep, to the people coming along. It's International Diabetes Day, World Diabetes Day on Saturday, which is why it was picked. And yes, because education is so important, we've actually launched our education campaign this week, because we recognise that education is not either given in some places or not taken up, and we really want to encourage people to understand the condition well so they can manage it well.
Now, if you want to find out more, you can go to all the W's diabetes. I always get my words wrong. Diabetes.org.uk.
Yes, and the event is actually on Eventbrite. So if people are used to that, they can just go in and look for Talking Diabetes, it's called.
Yep.
Or they can ring our office to book a space.
Okay, and what's the number?
01376 501 390, and they need to speak to Louise.
And all those details will be up on the website. So thanks very much then, Sharon. Lovely we managed to catch up in the end.
Yes, we did.
And I hope it all goes well for you on Saturday as well.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Sharon Roberts from Diabetes UK. Don't forget, it's the Education Day, World's Diabetes Day, and that is going to be at the Community Church, Doddinghurst Road, 10:30 to 4:30. That's this Saturday the 14th. Lunch, refreshments, and also a market.